on the beach. He emptied his pack so as to use it as a carrier and marched toward the water. The tide was out, its wares spread on wet sand. He picked up shells, fishing line, a length of rope, but little usable wood. The air was brisk. Two kayakers passed. He followed them enviously with his eyes and scouted the islands on the horizon. Coming to the end of the cove, he clambered up onto great slabs of granite and crossed them until he reached another beach. Here he gleefully picked through a long bargain bin of driftwood. He salvaged what he could from an old lobster trap, then discovered a pair of sand dollars, and was so intent on looking down that he didn't notice the woman seated against a rock until he had almost tripped over her. "Sorry," he said. Then he saw she had a watercolor set and was painting a crab shell beside her. "That's great," he added. "Thanks." She brushed aside a long strand of gray hair and smiled up at him. "I'm not so sure it has the proper ness. What do you think?" "What's ness?" he asked. She cleaned her brush. "Well, in the case of a crab shell, it would be roughness to the touch, lightness, hollowness." Brent bent down and judged. "Definitely." "You think so? I'm glad." She glanced at him. "Do you paint?" "Not really. Just a little bit. Sort of.